now
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant News.
Yes. And Damon Thursday is going to be at Whispers in Jacksonville.
Duval.
Saturday, get ready, Toledo, Club Evolution. Damon's going to be there. And Sunday in Chicago at Enzuri, well, in Dalton. Same thing.
Yeah.
Secrets. The old secrets.
The old secrets.
Damon reports on a man who better hope he never needs a cop. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a slapbox match between Trump and El Chapo.
Shut it out. It's
yeah,
fun. It's
yeah.
good.
You're like, I got there eventually.
Oh, right. That's him in the mirror yesterday. Slapbox.
No, I had to switch something, actually. But here's a story that no black man could get away with. After multiple angry 911 calls, a 46-year-old Minnesota man was arrested eventually. According to a criminal complaint, 46-year-old Scott Patrick Garman of Little Falls, Minnesota, repeatedly called the Morrison County Sheriff's Department between 4 and 5:30 a.m. complaining about officers who had visited his property earlier. Now, the Sheriff's Department asked some local cops to go visit Mr. Garman. When officers arrived, they found Mr. Garman, I should say, on his front steps holding a spray can. So the police said, put the can down. He said, nope. Because y'all own my property, okay? So they ordered him again, put the can down, and they tried to taser him. This one, he began to spray the officers in the face with pepper spray. Right. So this fool then called the police and sat on the porch like, when they get here, I'm pepper spraying. So he left the policeman partially blinded and disoriented. The officers attempted to taser him again. A second time, then they used their batons and actually arrested him. So they went from talking to taser to billy club. Now, you know damn well that is not the same formula for us. It's put the can down. Pow, 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 pow. Then the taser, then the talking, then the handcuffs. Seriously. As serious as Bill Cosby at a sleepover. But keep it moving.
That's my man.
Now,
that's the day when
yes,
I know.
Here we go. We up now. Now, the woman in this next story sounds like she came from a time machine. Look, 56-year-old Cheryl Elkington was in a supermarket in Wisconsin. She was using a self-checkout, but she was having a little trouble with it, which I never use a self-checkout. A, because I don't work at the supermarket, so I shouldn't have to do my own groceries. B, it's too much temptation. I'm bound to walk past with an extra lobster tail or something. That oops. Oops, did I forget to scan that lobster tail?
Okay, Jaren. Okay.
So anyway, she was having problems using the self-checkout. She got frustrated, so the store manager said, hey, ma'am, do you need some help? She was so frustrated, she snapped and hit the store manager with a VCR.
What?
Right. And then fled the place and caught a bus. And don't say why she had a VCR. But to her defense, you would snap too if you having trouble with another machine after you just spent all day on the bus trying to find a VCR repair shop.
On the bus.
Seriously.
By the VCR.
You know how many stops you got to take to kind of find a VCR repair shop? So she is now in custody and charged with assault with an ancient weapon.
An ancient weapon.
Seriously. As a visit to Chicago without Garrett's pizza or fried chicken.
What?
Report to you live in the studio, and we on the road, baby.
All right.
It's your boy, David Williams.
Get ready, Jacksonville, Thursday. Get ready, Toledo, Saturday. And Sunday here in Chicago for Damon.